Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we take a look at the market trade, starting with the grains, we see the wheat markets up sharply here today while corn is quiet and beans under a little bit of pressure. I know the dollar index is coming off of its fresh 20-year highs we saw overnight. What are your thoughts in this grain trade as we work through Wednesday?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing some strength into the equities and into the broader commodity sector today as the dollar is reversing off of its 20-year highs it made earlier today. We're seeing yields on treasuries after making new highs overnight drop sharply as well today. Some profit taking going there after 10-year yields pushed above 4% for the first time in 15 years. So we're seeing a lot of reversal in money flow, and it's generally supportive. Wheat getting a lot of strength also from new risks in Ukraine, questions about being able to keep the safe corridors open, new nuclear threats being made by Russia, and the war just kind of escalating there, and that's helping support corn prices as well. Soybeans, though, not so fortunate, seeing some of that seasonal harvest pressure at a time when Chinese demand is rather soft right now, with China buying several million metric tons of soybeans from Argentina at a time when they normally be buying from us.
Arlen, over in the livestock trade, we started a little bit higher again this morning, but then we backed off once again. Just feels like we can't seem to catch any of a break here throughout cattle and hogs with the dollar being at high levels.
Yeah, a lot of it goes back to consumer confidence and consumer desires. We've been seeing a lot of softness in the product markets here of late. And so with those concerns still being very real, and lately, even when the stock market's been able to rally on thoughts that maybe we're starting to bottom out and price this recession in, and we even saw a bump in the consumer confidence index that came out yesterday with consumers starting to feel a little bit better about things with gasoline prices going down. We're just not seeing that in the meat sector with product demand being on the soft side and packer margins really starting to contract.
Arlen, as well, energy's up a little bit. Stock market, as you mentioned, finding a little bit of support. But I know in the grain trade especially, we're going to be turning our attention to that quarterly grain stocks number coming up on Friday. And one has to wonder what that report could show us and what way it could move the markets.
Absolutely. It's not unusual to get big moves in the market on the days of the quarterly stocks reports. And the ones that tend to give us the biggest surprises tend to be the grain stocks report. It has a direct impact on feed usage, and it's basically just a calculated number. It's not measured. It's calculated based on USDA's estimate of the size of the crop, minus what measured demand we have, which would be exports and ethanol usage and food usage. And beyond that, we just assume the rest is feed usage. And sometimes we can get some big surprises in those numbers that are really market moving. But I think the outside markets are going to continue to be a factor. We're still seeing the VIX, even though it's down from its 3-month highs it posted earlier today, of around 35, where VIX is still above 30 and near 31 right now. And it says the fear levels on Wall Street are still very high and going to be impacting these markets following headline to headline.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up here this afternoon, we'll talk about the market trade more in depth. We'll dive into things with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.